John and myself, who started it back in 2009, had kind of travelled in the States separately, and we'd seen these big American-style barbecue competitions that take place over there, and just really liked the culture of it all and the cooking and the whole experience. And, you know, we thought we'd love to go to one that's in the UK, and there wasn't one, so we decided to put on our own, basically.
Because quite often festivals are notorious for horrible food, aren't they? And obviously this is an event where food is really important as well as the music.
Yeah, I mean, at the time there was lots of kind of food festivals around, but we were a bit not particularly inspired by them. They were quite sort of trade show focused, and we really wanted to kind of bring, you know, the best of the food that we could find to the kind of forefront of the festival, you know, combined with the music and everything else. So that was kind of the plan from the start, really, you know, really, really focus on the best sort of barbecue you can get.
And have you had expert advice from the States? Because that's the home of barbecue, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So, actually, from the very first year, we've had what we probably call our one of our mentors and very good friends, Ray Lampe, who goes by Dr. Barbecue over in the States. And he's been competing and cooking barbecue over there since about 1982. So he's really, really experienced. He's got loads of cookbooks out, and he's just a, you know, great guy, and he's just been around the whole barbecue circuit, and he's, you know, just really experienced, and he's helped us kind of develop the competition and taught us about the food and everything like that. So he's been a great help.
So is it literally just lots of piles of meat, or have you kind of diversified a bit as well?
What, in terms of the competition or the traders?
In terms of the food offer, first of all, because there will be some people that will go for the music that might be vegan.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, we always have a varied food offer, you know, and we do, of course, cater for vegetarians and everything like that. But the focus is on getting the best, you know, the best of the best street food, you know, so throughout the festival, you know, so the competition area, which is all of the teams cooking, you know, the best barbecue you can get. And then we've got all the traders kind of who we really kind of handpick, and they're, you know, the best burgers that we can find and the best pizza and the best meat related products, I guess, that we can find.
So do you know if you get people coming that are foodies who aren't really that bothered about music?
Yeah, we do. I mean, I think it's back when we started, you know, it was more focused on the food. So it was definitely, you know, a kind of food festival with a bit of music. And as we've grown, it's become really important to us that the music is just as important as the food and kind of everything else in between, because we see it as kind of one big experience. And that's, you know, that's what we think a proper grill stock kind of barbecue experience should be. So we do get lots of people who just come for food, but they happen to have all this other entertainment going on at the same time. So it's quite a good mix for them, I think.
And you've got a pretty impressive lineup as well. I mean, some household names with the music: Stranglers, Levellers, Fratellis.
Yeah, really, really, really great lineup this year, and a bit different to what we've had in the past as well. So it's nice to kind of, you know, keep it a bit fresh every year and change the mix of the music around a bit. So yeah, really looking forward to those acts this year, especially the Stranglers. I think that's going to be great.
And for people that don't know Bristol, describe the venue, the Harbourside, and how the festival fits into it.
So right on the Harbourside in Bristol, there's a lovely amphitheatre which kind of sits on the floating dock. So it's kind of a natural, you know, environment to have a festival in. There's lots of other festivals there. But then you're surrounded by all these lovely old ships and buildings, and you're right on the river. And, you know, you're right in the middle of town as well. So it's kind of a great atmosphere and a great kind of really, really sort of quite a unique spot, I think, to be able to have a festival.
How many people are you expecting?
Over the weekend, we'll have around about 16,000. And that's probably about full capacity. So that's, you know, that's chocker in there, and it's good fun.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah. And you can get all the information you need from your website.
Yes, you can. Grailstock.co.uk/festival. Everything's on there, lineup, timings, food traders, all that good stuff, and tickets as well.